Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for the best hour on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And we're going to be talking about the Course in Miracles. And today we're going to be discussing lesson 353 in the workbook. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
Yes, me too. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. If you will join with us, let's just take a good deep breath. My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, to be given Christ, to use to bless the world with miracles.
Father, I give all that is mine today to Christ, to use in any way that best will serve the purpose that I share with him. Nothing is mine alone, for he and I have joined in purpose. Thus has learning come almost to its appointed end, and while I work with him to serve his purpose, then I lose myself in my identity and recognize that Christ is but myself.
My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, to be given Christ, to use to bless the world with miracles. Mm-hmm. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. To me, this lesson speaks to the commitment already made and the devotion and intention already set to allow Jesus, through this teaching, to be my teacher, to resign as my own teacher. And in this process of study of A Course in Miracles, the shift that occurs when we realize that there is another thought system available, and we begin to practice and experience this vibration that unfolds and reveals itself as we evolve through this teaching and see the world in a new way, we see the results of our lives change. And it's a blessing, and I feel blessed for it. So I am joined with my teacher, and this lesson is a recognition of that joining, and also a statement of gratitude and appreciation that we could never be alone. We never have been alone. I have never been alone, never bereft of guidance. Yes, there's work to do and life to live, but this teaching, accompanied by the energy of the devoted family beyond the veil that is working to help us to awaken, truly is a miracle in and of itself. A Course in Miracles is a miracle. And this lesson of making that commitment that all of myself, including my body, my eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet, that I devote myself to be sustained in a relationship with love and to see the world through the eyes of Christ. Ultimately, as he says, and what I am is the Christ.
So Christ in me, Christ in you, our hope and glory, truly the single purpose that we join and share together is the salvation of the world. And yet I need do nothing. I step back, I step aside, I surrender my separate self, the false idols and the false identification of who I thought myself to be based upon the conditions of the world. And in so doing, I gain my true identity. Who I thought I was dissolves, disappears, dissipates into the nothingness from which it came. And what emerges, what rises from this is the divine identity as Christ. Claudia as Christ, you as Christ. Christ as principle, Christ as divine identity, Christ as the created, from the Creator, extensions and expressions of God itself. And so this is really reminiscent for me of one of my favorite prayers where I say, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, this false identity, that I may better do thy will, that single purpose that we share. Of thy power, thy love, thy way of life, may I do thy will always. And all the thous and these and yous and hymns and fathers, it all just kind of merges into this oneness beyond any languaging of this world of identifying in any sense of separation, that we're actually merging into oneness. I love that this lesson is, and these lessons are, you know, the week approaching Christmas, that what is being birthed and born within each of us is this divine identity as Christ. And as I surrender the small self into this, this is the Christ-directed miracles to bless the world. Use me, use my hands, my eyes, my voice, my feet, that I may be the bringer of salvation, blessing the world with miracles. For this I came and nothing else. So all the other ways that we think that we're supposed to be here in the world, now it just falls away. This is it, this right here. And there is nothing else of value in my life now, other than being wholly and fully dedicated to this. Then I lose myself in my identity, my divine identity, and recognize that Christ is but myself. And so it is.
And so it is. Amen. My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, to be given Christ to use to bless the world with miracles. God bless you, brothers and sisters, our mighty companions. Stay the course. We'll be back.
We're moving beyond words.
We love you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I it return.